bless each and every one this evening. It's good to be gathered in the name of the Lord. And the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise God, the Lord's good. Next Sunday morning, our brother Samuel will be preaching. And we definitely had a good turnout this morning. A lot of people missing the night, but nevertheless, those of us here, I just trust the Lord will bless you with His Word, with His presence. I want to read from Exodus 15 and verse 26, and I probably won't get to preach everything tonight what's on my heart and what I've studied, but we'll make a start and we'll just see where the Lord will lead us. You know, I was praying in the car this past week and just thinking, you know, about healing. And I don't believe we're seeing the manifestations that we should be seeing. And I believe the Lord spoke to me. And I believe if we want to see people saved, we must preach on salvation. If we want to see people healed, we must preach on healing.
Amen.
And, you know, I was thinking of that wee song I said it this morning. I didn't want to take no more time up this morning because I enjoyed the word, but
Amen.
The wee song says, excuses, excuses. We hear them all the time. And the devil, he supply them. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep those folks away from church, he'll offer them excuses. Amen. And that's true. Every excuse. Child's got the cold. New car. There's all excuses. But the Lord bless you as is here tonight. And I know some people had to work and the Lord bless them. And you know, people could get to listen to this maybe away the internet or a tape. So just let's pray. God's word won't return void. Let's read verse 26 of Exodus. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank thee and praise thee tonight for thy eternal word.
Amen.
We bless thee this evening and work return void, but it will accomplish and prosper the thing thou dost send it. Lord, you said that you watch over your word to perform it and to bring it to pass. Lord, we thank you for it tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask in the name of Jesus that there'll be a manifestation of this declaration.
Amen.
That thou will manifest what the word says.
Yes, Lord.
As your people
Hallelujah.
Lose their faith,
Jesus,
and put their trust in you.
Yes,
for the healing of their bodies.
Amen.
Father, I ask that people will be healed.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
By the power of the cross.
Yes, Lord.
By the power of the blood.
Amen.
Father, if there's someone that will get a hold of this recording, listen again. May the power of the Lord come upon them.
Yes, Lord.
May the devil of infirmity be bound.
Yes,
and may they be loosed and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit and I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. I want this evening to look at God's will to heal.
Amen.
God's will to heal. And I want to take five scriptural facts, five proofs from the Bible why God will still heal today.
Amen.
Five proofs. The first proof is because he made a covenant with his people. And because he made a covenant with his people, God cannot break a covenant. God made a covenant with Noah when he built that ark after when it flooded. And that covenant stands good today because when it rains, the rainbow appears. And God's covenant is still good. And God has never flooded the world again with a flood like he did then because he made a covenant he'd never do it again. And he cannot break covenant.
Lord,
he keeps his covenant. Even if 1,000 unbelievers that God can't heal and won't change it. They're false. God's right. Even if a school of education and a list of schools set out programs and learn a nation that God can't do it no more, it won't change the fact that God can still do it. And God will do it. Because He keeps His covenant. Praise God. Remember, God's healing covenant includes you. It doesn't include just Israel, it includes you, because the blessing that's on Israel comes upon you when you come into Christ. Because Jesus in Galatians tells us that He took the curse of the law so that we could have the blessing of Christ. So the blessing promised to Israel is promised to you. You're spiritual Israel because of a birth, a born again experience. I am the Lord that healeth you. When you put your faith in God's promises, and you can and will be healed, when you do that, God will heal you. Brother Branham said the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. God will heal you. If you have unbelief towards healing, you need to repent of it. Because unbelief is sin. And so many people are preaching unbelief. They're not preaching faith. Paul preached faith. Jesus preached faith. Peter preached faith. Brother Branham preached faith. But many are not preaching faith. They're preaching unbelief. They haven't got the faith to do what the early church did, so they make an excuse for it. Brother Branham made this statement. He said, Lot could never be an Abraham, but he was Lot. Abraham was Abraham. And he said, you might not have the faith enough to make it work, but don't stop somebody else that has the faith enough to make it work. $1, he said, will never be a $20, but yet it's still $1, but it's not $20. And there's many people that cost it. I'll quote you John Wesley from A1 of volume, the book, Bolton's book, I think it's called. I just can't remember in my head, but John Wesley's quotation anyway. John Wesley said, for man will take faith in God, even the dead can be raised still to death. That's John Wesley. That's a Methodist. Show me a Methodist like that today. You're showing me a man like you see in the book of Acts. Amen. If you have unbelief, you need to repent of it and accept the fact that God's healing is always included in salvation. Healing and salvation are hand in hand. They cannot be separated. When you preach the true gospel, you cannot separate them. Jesus didn't. Paul didn't. Peter didn't. The early church didn't. Modern church does. But we're not interested in the modern day church. The modern day church is backslid from the Word of God. We're talking about the real true church. Amen. The bride that Christ's coming for. She'll be a word bride. One of the reasons the life of Jesus Christ is imparted to the believers is to heal their bodies. Doesn't Romans 8 say that the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you and will quicken your mortal body? How could it quicken your mortal body? Would God leave you in sickness? Would God leave you in pain? I tell you, this life of Jesus Christ that is imparted to every true believer can and will heal your body.
Amen.
Because it is the power of God. Amen. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that raised Lazarus from the grave. The same power that opened the blinded eyes, that cleansed the leper, that stopped the deaf ears. This is that same power that's imparted to every true believer. By receiving Christ, you receive the Savior healer. He is a Savior healer. And when you receive Christ, you receive the Savior healer. Since Christ is able and wants to give you everlasting life, He surely is willing and able to heal you physically. He's willing and able to give you everlasting life, so He's willing and able to heal you physically. Here's what people do. They try it and they say it doesn't work and they stop. But why is it? souls. That many times the evangelist could preach for a week and see one saved. When he sees one saved, he doesn't close down and stop being an evangelist. He continues on. He rejoices because one could see it. One could see it because the Spirit of God moved on the one. Because the Spirit of God opened the understanding of the one. And they received Christ, and healing is the same. Healing must be preached. God can heal all, but people have to accept it and believe it, like they accept and believe for salvation. And it must be accepted and it must be believed. And because some people don't see nothing happening, does not disprove it, because God has already proven it.
Amen.
And what God proved, no man can disprove. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. This contract is for all, including you. This contract. Praise God. Let me go back a moment. Since Christ is able and wants to give you everlasting life, he is surely willing and able to give you physical healing. He says, I am the Lord that healeth you. You have entered into a contract when you receive the Lord, when you accept the Lord, and in that contract there's every blessing of God in it. You don't work to get it if you do it by works. And Ephesians says, for by grace are we saved through faith, not by works. We cannot work to get it. This contract is for all, including you. All the blessings to Israel came to everyone who receives Christ as Lord and Savior. Are you hearing me? Just like all the cursing came in every unbeliever that disbelieved, he told them in Deuteronomy, if you do the right thing, none of these diseases will come upon you. But if you rebel, if you refuse, these diseases will come upon you.
Yes.
But if God can heal them from every disease, and every disease is included in Deuteronomy chapter 28, every disease known to man is included in it, for he mentions all the things that come in Israel were included in it, and he said God's able to deliver you from every single one of them under the old covenant. We're under the new covenant, under the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me that he can't do it. You're diminishing the work of the cross. You're diminishing the power of Jesus Christ if you do that. But he's more than able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we can ask or even think to ask. He's able to do it. And I'm still on my first five of proof yet. We'll never get to the five, but anyhow, it's too much, and I've just took the highlights. God's word's so wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
You see, my objective tonight, my whole thing, what the Holy Spirit spoke to me, is show the word over the people. Keep showing it, he told me. Show the word over the people. Show the word over the people. Show the word over the people, and there will be a harvest.
Amen.
There has to be. Because if a farmer sows wheat, he'll reap wheat. If he sows barley, he'll reap barley.
Yes.
Because when you sow, you shall reap. It's God's unchangeable way. So I preach it to you from God's word and sow it over you. You said, where do you get the scripture for? Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Ephesians 3 verse 6 says that the Gentiles should be followers of that same, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. By the gospel. This includes your healing. Look at chapter 2 of Ephesians verse 11. Mark these scriptures. Follow them on the board here. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called on circumcision, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Verse 12. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now You have come under the adoption by Jesus Christ. Heirs with God. Joint heirs with Christ. So therefore the same blessing is yours. Because we which were not a people are the people of God today. And the casting off of the Gentiles, the Jews, was the bringing in of the Gentiles. So God has turned to you. Now we know people are saying it's over, it's over, it's over. It's not over yet. We're still here. The Gentiles are still here. It's not over yet. Something's still to take place. Somebody's still to come. That's what to take place. For if they hadn't, we'd be gone. The promise of God said, when the last one comes in, we'll go. We're still here. Where's the last one? We need to get them. How? With the gospel. It'll do. It's the only thing it'll do. Amen. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes are far off from it, now by the blood of Christ. Verse 14. For he is our peace, who have both made one and have broken down the middle wall of partition in us, between us, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances. For to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, and by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, verse 17, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by the Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens.
Amen. Lord.
Fellow citizens of the saints.
Amen.
Praise God. And off the household of God, verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Hold that thought. People say that, they quote it, they read it, but they don't believe it. If we get far enough tonight, I'll show you what they preach. They preach healing. They practice it.
Yes.
It's not enough just to read it. Mm-hmm. You have to act it out.
That's right. Amen.
Many read it. Many read it that don't even believe it. But there's no action. They read it just like reading the newspaper. Mm-hmm. You cannot read the Bible like any other book. Amen. You must read the Bible with an expectation of an awe. Mm-hmm. That this is God's Word. Yeah. And God stands over this Word to perform it.
Amen.
God's Holy Word.
Amen.
God's impeccable, unchangeable Word.
Amen.
He watches it and he performs it. Verse 21, in whom also the building fitly framed together groweth in an holy temple unto the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together in the habitation of God through the Spirit. Habitation of who? God through the Spirit.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit is in you, does he want you to remain sick? No! Don't tell me that. I'll disprove that. I'll blow that clean out of the water. You see this preaching today and this business today, I'm suffering and it's God's will. That's absolute rubbish. It's not scripture. Oh, but Job suffered. Job was out in the Old Testament. Job was a man that God was showing to the devil that he had somebody. Job was a type of Christ.
Amen. Glory to God.
Jesus suffered for you.
Amen.
Jesus did it for you. To release you.
Amen.
Set you free from your suffering and pain. Did it for you. He did it for me.
Thank you, Lord.
2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, verse 20, chapter 1 verse 20 to 22. For all the promises of God are in him, are yea and amen, unto the glory of God.
Yes.
Now he which established us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Amen.
And the same Holy Spirit that you have received can heal you.
Yes.
For that is the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're still in the first thought.
Amen.
We might never get off it tonight. But then not matter.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen to this. Number one. I'm still at number one. But I have three things to say here, but number one. More than three, but I'll just mention three. Is God a healer? Yes. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's number one.
Amen.
Is God a healer? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Covenant.
Amen.
Can't be broken. Unchanging.
Amen.
Remember in the church age age book, the blue book. Everyone should have the church age book by Brother Branham. Brother Branham says in that book, and I believe it's absolutely thus saith the Lord, what he says. He said the greatest revelation of all revelations is that God never changes.
Amen.
Never changes. That's Malachi 3 verse 5. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. That's the word of God. Unchanging ways, he says. It's perfect the first time. Here's the other thought in this. Whom will God hate? All. Whom will God hate? All. All thy diseases.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee of all thy diseases. Who will the Lord hate? All. Here's the third one. When will God hate?
Amen.
Oh, by and by, you know, down the road, the Lord might do it for you. That's unbelief.
Amen.
Don't come to me with that. That's unbelief. By and by the way, suffer a while and it'll happen. Nonsense. Now I'm not belittling any of this, but I'm preaching you the word of God.
Amen.
Tell me this here. When God said to them, look upon this brass serpent and you live, did he take 6 months before done it?
Amen.
When they looked on it, they lived.
No.
Has God diminished?
No.
Has his power faded out?
Amen.
I hope tonight when I preach it, you can see the real importance why God sent a prophet in the 20th century.
Amen.
Because he did it all again.
All right,
so that he could show us he could do it.
Yes.
God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of his counsel the immutability of his counsel. Did it again.
Amen.
He did it in Jesus, but people forgot.
Amen.
He did it in Paul, but they forgot. And in the 20th century, he did it again.
Yes.
Amen.
But people forget. And they make excuses. I am the Lord that healeth thee. When's that? He'll heal you right now.
Amen.
That's present continuous tense. In other words, right now. Because he is right now God.
Amen.
Is he God now or God tomorrow? He's God now.
Amen.
He never changed from being God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I know the Bible does say you can be recovered. I believe that. Some things God can recover you from. That means it wouldn't happen now. Recovery is, it could recover back. That could take time. But a miracle's right away.
Amen.
Amen. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. But God can do a miracle right away.
Amen.
You know, something that I've learned, and I used to think of myself, you need to fast and pray to get some sort of a miracle ministry and seek God to get it. But that's not really altogether true. T.L. Osborne went to Brother Branham and Brother Branham said he ran around the car, a nervous young boy. And he said, Brother Branham, could I have a gift? Do you think could I have a gift? Have I sought God? And Brother Branham said to T.L. Osborne, don't think of it like that. Just preach the gospel. The rest will follow. Now you tell me a man, show me a man what saw healings more than T.L. Osborne did in his crusade. Show me him. I want to see him. None that told him at William Branham's meetings. I'm talking about men outside of that prophet. T.L. Osborne said he didn't need to hear it 10 times. He said he didn't need to hear it 20 times. He needed to hear it just once.
Amen.
He went to one service and he caught it. And he went and did it.
Amen.
What do you think of that? People that's followed it for years, what are they doing with it?
Yes, amen.
What are they doing with the Word of God?
Yes.
It's more than just reading it, it's action.
Yes, amen.
Faith in action. Mm-hmm. Brother Branham said that the gospel must be demonstrated. Jesus demonstrated the gospel. Paul demonstrated the gospel. The early church demonstrated the gospel. We must demonstrate the gospel.
Yes.
And if we preach the true gospel, we can demonstrate it.
Yes.
For the power's in it.
Amen.
For the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To everyone that believes.
Mm-hmm.
too late. The Bible says, now is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Now is accepted time.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. Don't put off today for tomorrow, for you don't know you'll be here tomorrow.
Amen.
But remember God's healing covenant, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Exodus 15:26. You remember this, mark it in your Bible. His contract of healing, here it is, in Exodus 15:26. This is God's contract. He can't break contract. He entered into contract with you. Here's proof two. Now we've got through proof one. We'll get to proof two. How are we going? Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Don't you worry, there's not many here, because I'm not worried one thing about it. That's in the Lord's hands. I can't change that. But you that's here, I trust the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The prophet Isaiah spoke of Christ's perfect atonement for everybody's sins, pain, sickness, diseases, in the monumental chapter 53. Let's look at it. Chapter 53, verse 4. Look at chapter 53, verse 4 says, and he mentions that it's all included here. Chapter 53, verse 4 of Isaiah, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Yes.
Has he done it or not?
Yes.
Do you need to do it for him? If he's done it? Are you following me?
Yes.
Do you think you have to do it for the Lord if the Lord's done it for you?
Yes.
Who are you to do it for the Lord? You could never do it for the Lord. You're born a sinner.
That's right.
He's the Lord of all glory.
Amen.
He's done it for you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
You need to accept it and believe it.
Yes.
That's a lie of the devil. The devil has preached to people for years, you have to burn. That's a doctrine from hell.
Yes.
Jesus never preached that doctrine. When Jesus came upon people that suffered and were afflicted, they got healed.
Amen.
He didn't heal one of them. The Bible says he healed them all. He excluded nobody. He included everybody that would believe.
Amen.
If you believe, you can be healed.
Amen.
But you must believe. Salvation is to him that believeth.
Amen.
It's for the whole world, but the whole world won't believe. But those that believe can be saved.
Yes.
Those that believe can be healed.
Yes.
Same faith. Same power of God. The Holy Spirit through Matthew expresses the same gospel fact. Matthew 8 verse 17. So when Isaiah the prophet preached in Isaiah 53, the same Spirit comes on Matthew.
Yes.
And he preaches the same gospel. And you notice this is called the gospel. This is in the atonement. And remember now we're on scripture proof.
Yes.
Amen. And this scripture proof we're on now is the atonement of Christ. The first one's the covenant of Christ. This one's the atonement of Christ.
Amen.
Matthew 8 verse 17. That it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. No. Alright, go ahead and bury your sins still. Keep them. Keep your sins. Stay in sin. It's not scripture. It's not scripture that you're to stay in sin. Jesus delivers you from sin. It's not scripture you should stay in your disease. Jesus delivers you from the disease. Himself took our sicknesses. Himself took our sorrows. Himself took it. He took it. He took it that we would be free from it.
Lord.
God, we want to keep it for it. See, people try to do it. They try to heal themselves. That's nonsense. You can't do it. I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says you cannot add your stature one cubit by taking thought. You can't do it. It's impossible. There's Mark, 6'4". A lot taller than me. I can't say to myself, now Mark, see tomorrow, I'll be the same height as you. I can't do it. I'm the height of him. He's the height he is. He didn't decide when he was born he'd be the height he is. I never decided when I was born I'd be the height I am. That's the height he was. But I'll tell you what, I can change my future by faith.
Amen.
I can change that. For Paul says, I can speak those things as are not, as though they were, because of Christ, because of the gospel. This power is all in the gospel of Christ.
Yes, amen.
All in one person, the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's all in Him.
Yes.
Bible says He's altogether lovely.
Amen.
Lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the bright, the morning star, the first of 10,000 to my soul. It's all in Him. Isaiah summarizes the atonement in verse 5 of Isaiah 53. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. When are past? A.F. Bosworth was a wonderful man. How many's heard of him? Most of us. I have a lot of time for F.F. Bosworth. I think he was had one of the greatest deliverance ministries that there's ever been. Brother Branham actually says that he had a greater ministry than many others, but he didn't speak much about F.F. Bosworth. But he said he was mightily used to God, a very humble man. But F.F. Bosworth made this statement. He says, when you look at the devil, you must look at the devil as eternally defeated. And when you look at your healing, you must look at your healing that it's already done.
Yes.
Now, Brother Branham was gifted. We know he had a gift in his hand. We know he could discern the secrets and the thoughts of the heart. How many believe that now?
Amen.
I believe with all my heart. I believe he was God's sent prophet, fulfilling many scriptures in the Bible. Malachi, Matthew, Revelations, many other scriptures. You know the scriptures. But here's what he said. He says that if Jesus Himself came here tonight in a physical form, there's nothing more He could do for you, because He already did it at Calvary.
Yes.
You need to accept it and believe it.
Yes.
It's already been done for you. The price has been paid. He Himself, Christ, was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His stripes we were healed. God could have used the words our griefs and pains. It's the same thing. Our griefs and our pains are paid for. You look at these words in Isaiah, you've got to interpret them to that. Some other Bible versions read them like that. It's not changing the word of God. This is what these words mean. They mean your griefs and your pains. Our sorrows, our sickness, our infirmities, we are healed. If anyone was included, He could do it. Nobody was excluded. Everyone was included. Amen. Salvation is to all who will believe. So is healing. Psalms 103, verse 2 and verse 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Why is it that Isaiah preaches salvation and healing? Why is it that the psalmist David preaches salvation and healing with one breath? In the one sermon, they're not split. They're together. They're one. It's healing and the atonement. Just like we've healing under the covenant, there's healing through the atonement of Christ.
Yes,
it's a perfect atonement. And there's healing in the atonement. Amen. That includes you if you believe God's word. Peter excludes no believer. You see, he doesn't exclude nobody. David never excluded nobody. Isaiah the prophet never excluded nobody. He said all that'll believe. Now here's what Peter says, 1 Peter 2:24. Who His own self bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Physical healing for all believers is included in Christ's atonement. Now I'm getting the thought here tonight, this might not happen for me. That's the devil, man. I'm getting that. It's coming strong. This might not happen for me. All right. We'll fix that. Right, me and Brother Mark will go tomorrow and we'll take a feeding over here for dog's sake. We'll harrow it, we'll plant, we'll prepare the ground. Now we'll sow our wheat in the field. What will you expect to reap from that field if you sow wheat? Spuds? No. Cabbage? No, you never sowed that. You'll expect to reap wheat. Oh, but brother, what if the enemy comes in? Hold on a minute. If the farmer never sowed wheat, we would never have bread. We'd starve to death. And people are so worried. What if? What if? That's the devil.
Amen.
You forget about the what if. What if? What will happen if God does it?
Amen.
Jetco one time went to the minister of the church. He wasn't a pastor. But he went to the pastor of the church. And he said to the pastor of the church, I feel led to have a healing service. The pastor of church says, what do you do if nobody gets healed? And Jack Coe said, wouldn't you do if somebody did get healed?
Amen.
And the pastor said, but nobody might get healed. And Jack Coe said, but what if they do get healed? And he ran his healing service. And he says he called for a prayer line. And the prayer line was paid. And he said he noticed while he was praying on the prayer line that there was somebody coming that was blind. So everybody he was praying for a toothache, he was thinking of the blind person. For the headache, he was thinking of the blind person. For the backache, he was thinking of the blind person. And he was talking the way to God and praying while he was praying for all these people as they come. And the woman got right up to him and he said, what am I going to do now? And God spoke to Jack and said, Jack, what made you think you could heal anybody? And Jack says, I thank Lord. And he says, well, don't stop trying. Leave it to me. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Jack, stop trying. Leave it to me. And he says, he laid his hands upon her and he prayed. And he said, and the person said, I can see many trees, figures. And he said, the scripture came to him that Jesus prayed for somebody and they could see the trees. And Jesus prayed the second time. And they said, I can see, I can see. And Jacko said, he prayed the second time. And they screamed, I can see, I can see.
Amen.
I tell you, I remember my own self. I had a big conversation. You ever have a conversation with the Lord? Oh, I've had many one. Oh, yes. Sometimes you get away out, you know, and the hours go. Time goes. And I was thinking, the Lord, nobody's getting saved. What am I going to do with it, Lord? And the Lord said to me, who can you save? I said, nobody. And then he says, stop worrying about it. Let me save them. On the next service, somebody gets saved. The very next service. But I'm telling you, if I sow the word of God, I have confidence there'll be results.
Amen.
I've seen too much. And even if I didn't see it, I'd still believe it. Because
yes.
God's word can't fail. Amen?
Amen.
Physical healing for all believers is included in Christ's atonement. Here's scripture proof number 3. Christ's own ministry. So the soul because of the covenant, and we've sown because of the atonement. Now we're going to see from Christ's own ministry. Can you remember these things tonight? How many remembers them? The first one, because of the covenant we're under. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. The next one's because of the atonement. Isaiah 53.
Amen.
Now we're going to look at the ministry of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I get excited when I talk about that. Because I have a saying, you see. And my saying is that the ministry of Christ has never changed. The message of Christ has never changed. The power of Christ has never changed. The price of Christ has never changed. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He's the same forever. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. He is the same. with his ministry must be the same then. If Jesus' ministry's never changed, his power's never changed.
Amen.
His message, why is it people want to change the message the Lord brought? His message is the only message. We know God, all these messages of God sent to bring us back to the true message of the Lord. The true gospel message.
Amen.
Not some other message, but the true message, which is the gospel message. Jesus preached it. Jesus preached, the kingdom of God has come amongst you. I do cures today and miracles tomorrow. Glory to God.
Amen.
I cast out devil by the finger of God. Didn't he say?
Yes.
When John said, are you the one, or do I look for another? He said, he was in jail and he sent out the message.
Yeah.
And Jesus sent the message back to John. Go tell John the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. When John heard that, he knew that was it. And you know before that he knew and whom he seen the Spirit descending upon at the Jordan. Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. I must decrease, he must increase. You see, the problem is they want to increase man and decrease Jesus. It doesn't work. That's why there's no power. Jesus must increase. Man must decrease. Amen. So Hebrews 13 verse 8, you got it. Jesus' ministry. Jesus hasn't changed. He healed all that came to him believing in his ministry. But they had to believe in his ministry. Follow this now. William Branham was told by the angel of the Lord, if you can get the people to believe you, when you pray, not even cancer will stand before the prayer.
Amen.
And when people believed in Jesus, they were healed. You know the story for the man came and he said, I'm a man under authority like you, Lord, just speak the word. He believed in the ministry of Jesus.
Amen.
He believed. We must believe in the ministry of Jesus. We must put our faith in him and believe. Amen. Jesus hasn't changed. He healed all that came to him believing in his ministry. He refused no one. And he will refuse no one today who puts their whole trust in him. Matthew 12 verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed them, and he healed a few of them. You don't read that. He healed them all. He healed them all. Matthew 14 verse 36. Now we're showing the word. Let it come on you. Come on. Give it to the Lord. Let the word come over you. This is the word of God. There's life imparted from this word. The Bible says, while Peter yet speak these words, the Holy Ghost come on them.
Amen.
Matthew 14, verse 36. And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole, everyone that touched them. So he healed them all, and everyone that touched them were made whole. But you need to touch him.
Yes, amen.
You can touch them while they're singing, praying, reading the Bible. Luke 6, verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. You know, I was thinking of someone the other day. You know the scripture for the man sat at the pool of Bethesda? How many remembers how long he sat there? At the pool of Bethesda.
32 years.
32 years. He sat at the pool of Bethesda for 32 years, impotent in his feet, couldn't walk. But in a certain season, now the Lord gave me this just the other day, listen to this.
Amen.
At a certain season, the angel came down and troubled the water, and if you stepped in at that season, you could be healed. But he had missed all them seasons. And the Holy Spirit said to me, go and tell thy people, listen to me carefully tonight. This is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to me. He said, there's people, and the devil's told them, you've missed the season. And this man missed it for 32 years. He kept missing the season. touched him.
Amen.
And he never reached the water, but he touched him. And even though he missed his season, the Lord still touched him, and the Lord still healed him.
Amen.
Hear the word of the Lord tonight. Don't let the devil tell you you've missed your season. For Jesus can still touch you tonight in spite of maybe you've had missed opportunities. This man missed opportunities. No one could put him down into the water. He hadn't got the strength himself to win, but Jesus himself came to him.
Amen.
And where men will have faith, Brother Branham says you can bring him on the scene. You know what I tell you? The little message, there's a man in here that can turn on the light.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm excited. If you're not, something's wrong with you. But I am. Praying to the Lord's in this very room. Jesus gave him a new season. Even though he missed all them seasons, Jesus was not a disappointment. Jesus came to him and Jesus touched him.
Amen.
And he was still healed. The ministry of Jesus has never changed. Are you waiting on a season? Maybe you've been waiting on a season. I have for years. I was like that. I was waiting on a season to come into some great thing. I've waited for years on a season. But I have learned that Jesus can do it right now. Right now. And my Bible says, preach the word in season. Preach the word out of season. Your season, but Jesus can touch you himself. Now you remember, this man never went to Jesus, and nobody carried him or set him in the roof or brought him to the water. The Lord came to him. He heard the testimony the other week. Little Molly, Jesus came to her direct. Wigglesworth was giving the people, not only praying for them to see the Holy Ghost, but when the first said Jesus himself's going to pray for you. Did you catch that?
Yes.
It's the Bible. Many of that pool were being sent in on the Raheem at the season. But this man missed it for 32 years. But Jesus came to him. And he said, Lord, I've nobody to talk to yet. I will. Be thou whole. I will. Be thou whole. I will. Be thou whole. That's the ministry of Jesus. Never changes. The lovely Lord Jesus has lost none of his power to heal. Reach out and touch him in faith. He excludes no one. He includes everybody that will believe. Matthew 8 verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And all that were sick were healed. Cast out a spirit with his word and healed all that were sick.
Amen.
You see, the Bible talks of the spirit of dumbness. And the spirit of death is their spirits.
That is right. Amen.
You can go for all the hearing aids you want. It won't take are you hearing me?
Yes.
That's a devil. Jesus said it is.
Amen.
I don't care what the medical calls it, it's a devil. Just the same of the spirit of Acts is a devil. It's a demon power. But Jesus gives you power over that power.
Amen.
Mark 16 says, these giants shall fall. The ministry of Jesus cast out the spirit of Acts from the boy that threw himself in the fire.
Amen.
Jesus cast him out. Then the Bible said, brought them to your disciples to come and cure them. Oh, ye of little faith. Jesus cast the devil out of them. And the Bible says, it's the devil he cast out.
Amen.
Cast the devil out.
Amen.
He didn't pat the devil on the back and say, oh, good devil, I'll give you, you know, all these wee props.
Amen.
Give the devil no props. Cast him out.
Amen.
You've the authority. I won't get to all this tonight to show you how, but you have. Luke 4 verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick and dying diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. I tell you, our Lord's wonderful. Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Physical healing was for all in Bible days under Christ's ministry, and Christ the healer has never changed.
Amen.
So in Bible days Jesus was a healer, so he must is a commission to the church. I went to one place and I called for people to come forward, and nobody came forward in that church. And as soon as the pastor came up and said, "We're talking here, we don't need to do that. We're talking here, we don't need to do that." Well, they talk here as well, keep saying.
Yes.
Stay how you are. Amen. We're taught here. I don't care where you're taught. If it's not according to this word, it's not the gospel. But this is the commission to the church I'm preaching from.
Amen.
Who believes this commission?
Amen.
I believe this commission tonight. He mentioned no exceptions here. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Even an unbelieving Catholic could be healed. And I've seen it. Amen. How many believes this, what I'm saying?
Amen.
Doesn't matter if you're Protestant or Catholic, God will heal either. And either, if you have the name of a Protestant or the name of a Catholic, it won't save you. You'll still need to get saved. Amen.
Amen.
He died for the whosoever, and he can heal the whosoever.
Amen.
He mentioned no exceptions. He didn't qualify his commander by saying, they'll get well unless it is my will that they suffer gracefully. Do you read that? Where do you read that? You don't. Why is it people preach that? They're preaching something's not the word of God. They're adding to it. We're meant to do that. You don't read that. Or they will get well unless I put this sickness on them to teach them something. No. He promised they shall recover. Amen. Listen, if we can put sickness in people and teach them something, the whole world's dying and they still haven't come to the Lord. So that's nonsense. How many knows what I'm saying here? They should come. They should repent. But it takes the Spirit of God to move. Healing is part of the gospel. We are commanded to preach every creature in all the world. God did not tell us to do this if we were not also able to fulfill it and perform it. And every one of us can receive this benefits from this message.
Yeah.
The message the Lord gave us is to preach the gospel to every creature.
Yeah.
And part of this message is to heal the sick and to cast out devils. It's part of the Great Commission. Why is it that they took it out of it when Jesus gave it in it? That's why again he sent the 20th century prophet. Proved it was in it.
Yeah.
Proved it was in it. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful what God's done in our day. You say, "Oh, but you
need to watch you don't get into worship. You listen to me this evening a minute. I can show you from this Bible that they were told, tell your children and your children's children the things the Lord has done. Yeah. Rehearse over and over again to your children, to their children, and to their children the things the Lord has done. It's good to talk about what God's done.
Amen.
And we're to mention it. Amen. And the commission Christ promised, he that believeth shall be saved. Does that apply to all sinners who believe? Of course it does. Doesn't it? Does it only apply to some, or does it apply to every person that will truly believe they can be saved? If we say it doesn't, we might as well stop preaching. I know people believe it doesn't. I know some preachers. One man tried to tell me it doesn't work like that. This whole thing's limited. Boy, he gave me a whole spiel and it's all limited. My Bible doesn't say that. My belief, John 3:16, he's saying, God so loved the world. God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The world won't be saved, but the world could be. If there was 10 words, listen to me tonight. Let me go backward and say this.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus could save people in 10 million words by one act that he done.
Amen.
It's so powerful. Amen. The blood of Christ could save 1,000 words by the one act he done. It's so powerful. Amen. I do not believe it's limited. I believe it's unlimited.
Amen.
And all powerful. Now I know not all will come, but that's up to God, not me. God never said to Noah, Noah, you close that door. God closed the door of the ark, not Noah. And we must preach it to every creature.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We're commanded to preach to this commission. He that believeth shall be saved. Then showed us verse 18 of Mark 16. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This applies to all that suffers physical sickness. Christ makes no exception in either case. Forgiveness and healing are for whosoever believes. Why exclude yourself when God doesn't exclude you? Why exclude yourself when God doesn't? If you have time for one more, will I stop? Who wants to hear the last song?
Amen.
Time? Nothing booked for the night. Look, I'll be short. 5 minutes. Can you remember all these things? The covenant, the atonement, the ministry of Jesus, the commission to the church. Here's my last one. You could go on, but this is my last one tonight. The early church. The early church. What did the early church do?
Amen.
Now I can keep you all night in this one. And I can dovetail this right into our present day. And show you that Paul was the master of the first church. And then I can show you we're in the Laodicean church age and William Morian Branham is the master to the last church age.
Amen.
And I can show you what the first church did. And the apostolic ministry Paul has been repeated again in the 20th century.
Amen.
Because God has brought a full restoration of all things. Amen? And we're to be like the first church because the spirit of Elijah that's came is to turn our hearts back.
Amen.
To the original apostolic faith which was once delivered.
Amen.
Now let's look at it. We won't get to all of it. Let's take a few scriptures. The early church believed in miracles, signs and wonders and prayed for them.
Amen.
Acts 5 verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. What vexed them? God put it on them? No, you don't read that. The devil did. This is a dirty, stinking... He's a dirty devil.
Yes.
The devil's not clean, oh no.
Amen.
He's filthy.
Yes.
He's the dirtiest thing you're ever going to come across.
Amen.
Filthy devil.
Yes.
Get rid of him.
All right.
disciples. These apostles followed the ministry of Jesus. So they didn't have to go to the Bible school to learn a new message or a new ministry, but they were following the original ministry of Jesus. And for them to follow it, there was only one thing they needed. And they received it in Acts chapter 2. It's called the Holy Ghost on fire.
Amen.
The promise of the Father.
Yes.
Amen. Tarrying in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Then ye shall be my witnesses. Then you'll go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs will follow them and believe. That's what Jesus gave them, the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost has been replaced for Bible schools and theology. But there's no miracles, no power of God. But they followed the Lord's example. Amen. Paul preached Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Remember, Paul is a master of the first church age. Remember that. What curse? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God lists the diseases that came upon the people who disobeyed him. He lists all the diseases. So all the diseases that's listed in Deuteronomy 28 are under that curse. But Paul's just preached us a sermon that Christ has delivered us from the curse.
Don't
you start to tell me I don't, I do. I've seen people who was dying with AIDS and God healed them. I've seen it. I saw a young woman in Africa totally blind and the Lord healed her, opened her eyes, and she went into the town and the multitude came to see her. I saw it. I saw a man crippled in his body. He couldn't put on his own coat and he was told to stand on his feet and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Not a hand was laid upon him. And when he tried to get help to put his coat on, by the time he got his coat on, he was healed.
Amen.
And when he reached the platform, he couldn't believe it himself.
Amen.
When he got up on stage, he stepped up steps onto the platform. And when he got up the steps onto the platform, he realized he was healed. And he was in shock. And he went back down the steps and back up the steps. And back down the steps and back up the steps. And that place erupted. I tell you, Jesus is able to do it. The Lord healed me. The Lord healed people in this very room. Jesus Christ is a healer. The first church had the miracle power of God. The last true church will have the miracle power of God, or else it's an imitation. She has to have it. When you see the ministry that God sent in this 20th century, you see the gospel demonstrated. You see the power of God demonstrated. When that giant of a man came in over the platform and the police couldn't hold him, and a little prophet that weighed 130-pound weight says, he will fall over my feet and hop him. That's the power of God.
Amen.
That was God letting us know he's still alive. That was God on the scene. That was God in action. No, but we're not prophets. No, but we're still believers. These signs will follow them to believe. Brother Branham told the preachers to believe it. He said, you ministers can do this. Pray for the sick. You can do it. Listen to this when I quote you this verse. Deuteronomy 28, chapter verse 60, 61. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou was afraid of, and they shall cling unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. and suffered in our stead and redeemed the believers from the curse of the law. Christ suffered a curse of the law for everyone, no exception. He suffered for all.
Amen. Yes,
right. And if he didn't, somebody else would have to suffer. So now you have another gospel. But you can't. He's done enough. Paul's gospel included healing for all. James 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you, let them call the elder of the church. Let them pray over them, anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, I'm stopping on this thought tonight. I have more, but I have to stop.
Amen.
You don't want me to read this here. I want you to notice there's a Greek word in here for save. The Lord shall save them. Shall save the sick. And that word save in the phrase save the sick in Greek is sozo. S-O-Z-O. Sozo. Again, proving that forgiveness and healing are inseparable. In the James gospel and teaching, they're inseparable. It means he will save all complete. What the atonement paid for, what's under the covenant, what's under the ministry of Jesus, he'll do it all. He'll do every bit of it. Listen, James' gospel includes all believers, even those who have sinned. It did in the early church, it still does today. Look what John taught the early church. And I could go on and on, John, Peter, James, on and on the night. I have to stop. Have a close time. You enjoying the Word of God?
Amen.
It's included. You know, when Brother Branham was in Bombay, India, before all the religions of the world, and he said there was a blind man there. And he said he was blind by worshipping the sun as God. He worshipped the sun God. And he stared at the sun and his eyes were burnt out of his head. Blind. And he said he listened to all the Buddhas, Muhammad's, all the religions. And when it came his turn, he stood on the platform. You know the first thing he said? He said, I am here to represent the one true God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't say I'm here to represent the Trinity. Or a second person or a third person. Or a church or a denomination. He said, I'm here to represent the one true God, Jesus Christ. And he picked out that man.
Amen.
And he said, if your God's real, Buddha, Muhammad, let him come and give this man back his sight. Because the real true God is a creator. He made man. He can heal man.
Amen.
And he said, nobody moved. He said, if my God doesn't do it, think of that. That's confidence.
Amen.
That's Elijah and Mount Carmel. For all the prophets, Anna.
Yes.
Pour some more water on the sacrifice. Call on your God's ladder. She said, if my God can't do it, you can put a sign in my back, false prophet, and take me through the streets into your Bombay. When he called for that man, he said, Lord, what you've already showed me, answer it and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And the man's eyes come open. And 32,000 of them received Jesus Christ as their Savior in one altar call. Don't tell me we don't need miracles.
Amen.
Don't tell me we don't need the power of God. One miracle, look what it done.
Yes.
That's what they did in the book of Acts. That's what Brother Branham did. That's what we have to do. I'm not saying we'll do the things he did. He was a prophet, unique ministry. But we can follow Mark 16.
Yes.
We can lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
And they will recover. God will recover you. Do you think you've missed your season? God has spoken to you tonight. Jesus can come to you himself.
Amen.
Despite of the missing the season. You know how I know he can do it? Because if he ever done it once, he can do it again.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads tonight as the musicians come. I want you to pray for you are. I want you to be very sincere. If you have unbelief, I want you to ask God to forgive you. If you have doubted healing, doubted what God can do, I want you to pray that God will forgive you. And I want you to receive Jesus as your healer. I'm not going to call you forward. I don't feel I have to. I have sowed the word. Where you are with every eye closed, those who will receive Jesus as your healer, will you lift your hand tonight? I want you to pray and I want you to say, Lord, I receive you now as my healer. Just like you pray for salvation, you pray and you say, Lord, I receive you in the heart as my Savior. I want you to receive that same Jesus as your healer tonight. And if you receive him as your healer, he is a healer. He's promised he is. Now you believe God this evening and receive Jesus as a healer. And you pray, Lord, I receive you as my healer now. In Jesus' lovely name. Heavenly Father, while the hand is raised, Lord, you've told me to show the word. I've done my best that I could do. Lord, I know it's not my strength or power. But Father, I know your word is true, your word is real. And if you have spoke to me, and Lord, I ask that the power of Almighty God will go upon the people. And Lord, as they've lifted
sown.
Amen.
But that won't stop the real seed.
Amen.
You hold to that. Don't let the devil rob you of it. Hold on to the word. Believe the word. Act upon the word. Go into action.
Amen.
And a brother comes. The Lord bless you. Yes. Let's be praying Wednesday night. Burn Bibles to hammocks, and I can't stop.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what it's going to be when we get over into heaven. You know, but